Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts, plus get double O Rewards points on your purchase. Keep your engine clean with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
3 past the hour, 3 o'clock on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, coming your way right here on KGYM. We're going to talk with Kevin Lehman. We'll preview the Sweet 16, take a look back at the first weekend of NCAA basketball tournament action. We'll do that with the coach coming up here in just a little bit. One of the architects, the architect of the Chicago Bulls, passing on today at the age of 77. We'll talk about that as well. A lot to get to. It is a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, coming your way right here on KGYM. And from our studios here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Gym Class getting ready to come your way here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the main gym in Cedar Rapids, and all over eastern Iowa, 107.5 FM, the north gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the south gym in the Iowa City, Coralville area. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer, thank you very much for joining us here today. As I mentioned, Kevin Lehman, he will talk with us coming up in a bit. We'll take a look back at the opening weekend of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Look ahead at Sweet 16 coming up. A little bit of basketball news to let you know about coming out of the state of Iowa today. We'll talk about that here on the program today as well. And if we get to it, we may debut a brand new segment on the program here today that I think everybody is going to be talking about.
Now you're teasing.
Well, we almost have to do it now, don't we? We will. We'll get to it.
Okay.
We'll get to it at that time. Start things off today with sad news. About a couple hours ago, maybe an hour ago, it was revealed that Jerry Krause, the longtime general manager of the Chicago Bulls, helped lead the Bulls to 6 NBA championships, passed away this afternoon at the age of 77. Of course, he was I think you can call him the architect of putting together one of the great teams as far as NBA basketball is concerned. Certainly an era unsurpassed in the National Basketball Association with Michael and the Jordanaires. Brought in Michael Jordan, also the people around him, the Scottie Pippins, the Paxsons, the Grants, the B.J. Armstrongs, people like that. Heck, Bobby Hansen. Even throw him into the mix in there as well. He knew what he had with Michael Jordan and just tried to get people around him. And he passes away today at the age of 77.
GM of the Bulls from 85 to 2003 and tremendous success during that time. Jerry Reinsdorf, the chairman of the team, described him as the architect of all the great teams in the 1990s, 77 years young for Jerry Krause.
Yeah, and certainly being remembered and really revered today in the Chicagoland area. And why not? Because the guy put together one of the great dynasties as far
as
NBA basketball is concerned. And again, there's no way to really say if it was the best team ever, had some gaudy regular season numbers as far as wins are concerned. Now, a lot of people will say yes, but he probably, when Michael departed, didn't do things probably I'm not going to say the right way, or he made some bad decisions, I guess, that ultimately led to him leaving the Chicago Bulls, but still put together a very good team and knew what he needed to get around Michael Jordan to help offset Michael. Always had a shooter on the outside for that team. Always had good inside people. And, of course, Scottie Pippen was a godsend to Michael Jordan.
And there's a time where the Magic was with the Lakers.
Kind of the end of that era.
Kind of end of that area. Kind of the end of the Magic Bird era. But did scrap a couple times, I think. But people were wondering when Magic and Bird went away, what was going to happen next, and there comes Michael Jordan. When did he leave, his junior year, sophomore year?
Michael?
At North Carolina.
I believe after his junior year.
Story goes he was didn't make his high school JV team or something like that at one time. So,
it's been a long time.
He's a late bloomer.
Yeah. He did all right for himself, I think. But Jerry Krause passing away today at the age of 77. 8 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock here. If you have recollections about Jerry Krause, if you were a big Bulls fan, if you're a big Michael Jordan fan, let us know your thoughts. 319-366-1600. That is Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We always appreciate Jerry helping us out with that. Here on the program today, we've got Rough Rider tickets for you again to win, like we did yesterday. Rough Riders will take on the Dubuque Fighting Saints a week from this Friday on America Needs Farmers Night. That is the final regular season home game. It'll be the final home game for the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders this year. Good way to go out, say goodbye to a good group of guys. Did they put together the greatest year in hockey history in Cedar Rapids? No. But still, a very good group of young men, and a good chance for you to get out there and salute them one final time.
Hey,
as they play.
You really forget when you're in the stands watching the games that these are really teenagers, and they're not polished professionals by any means, but they put out a good effort and they have a terrific coach. So, yeah, we'll give you another chance to win tickets here soon.
Yep, that'll be coming up on the program today as well before we set sail at 4 o'clock. Nothing new as far as concrete, as far as the Indiana basketball search is concerned. Steve Alford's name keeps coming up. Maybe less of Billy Donovan's name coming up today. You got Archie Miller out there, still speculated. I think the Brad Stevens smoke has kind of gone away from that very small ember that was being put out there by the Celtics coach, formerly a Butler. And you got to, I don't know. You got a feeling as every day passes, Mark, I do, that more and more I think that this might be Steve Alford coming back to Bloomington. We'll see.
I really think this is a situation where be careful what you wish for, Indiana. I mean, the Crean is a guy that won, and I get it, Indiana's expectations are higher than they are at the Rutgers basketball program. I get that. It's much like Ohio State in football and their legacy of firing coaches who are 9-3, like Earl Bruce and John Cooper. And Crean won two Big Ten championships in 5 years, and I think the knock against him and not recruiting Indiana the best. He's recruited good players, and this was not a year that was favorable to the Hoosiers for whatever reason.
A lot of injuries.
Yogi Ferrell's gone to the NBA. But sometimes I just don't get it.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 if you want to weigh in on that.
I get it, but I don't get it. Okay? Let me put it that way.
Well, whatever you think of Steve Alford, and there are not a lot of fans around here for various reasons. The only success that Steve Alford can achieve at Indiana is if he wins a national championship. Am I correct in that assessment?
I would think so.
Anything less than a national championship, if he comes to Bloomington, will be an utter failure. And the big question is, does he want to tarnish his legacy? He is the golden child of Indiana, of Indiana basketball, of Indiana high school basketball. The Alfords are the first family of Indiana basketball. Whatever you think, anything short of that is going to tarnish that legacy. Anything short of a national championship.
I'm not sure what would be going through my head if I were Steve Alford. I mean, he's got a pretty good job at UCLA, but he's underappreciated there as well. Sweet 16s aren't good enough for UCLA because they remember what it was like, or many remember what it was like with John Wooden. And UCLA is never going to get back to that. There's no question.
Well,
but
no.
At the same time, Indiana hasn't won a national championship in 15 years.
True.
So.
Very much so. 319-366-1600. Jim from Cedar Rapids, he wants to join us, talk a little bit about Indiana and Illinois out of the Big Ten Conference. Jim, good afternoon. How are you doing on a Tuesday?
Good afternoon, Scott. I haven't talked to you guys, and mea culpa, I haven't listened to you guys in a while. I've been busy, but I wanted to make, when I heard you say that this afternoon about Indiana basketball, it reminded me of what Josh Whitman, the new, he's been there a year at Illinois, said in his search for a coach. He said, you don't want to be the last one standing when the music stops. He talked about the urgency whenever he went on this search, and I mean, you know, it was stealth. He's the best thing that's happened to Illinois in the athletic department in a long, long time, and I think you'll see a general shift from Illinois being mediocre in football and basketball to them being in the upper echelon in a couple of years due to his leadership and the people he's able to identify as successful coaches. But that struck me, and it would seem if they went after Alford, that would be a reach. Number one, they'd have to pay an arm and a leg, and I don't think it's what they need.
Are you happy with the hiring of Brad Underwood?
I am beyond happy. I am ecstatic. I never had him on my list. I looked at the list that different people had. I read the Champagne Room, and they had some solid people on there. They even listed his old boss, Frank Martin, but they were zeroing in on Quanzo Martin, on Dick Bennett, on Archie Miller. You know, those were the hot ones. And all of a sudden, from out of left field, in comes this guy. And immediately, I went to Wikipedia, and I had one word. I went, wow. Mm. He went 59-1 in 3 years in whatever league Stephen F. Austin is in. Took them to the big dance every year. Flipped Okie State from 12-20 to 20-12 in 1 year. I mean, the guy is legit. Go on YouTube and watch him explain his swing offense. It's simple, it's beautiful, but it's complex at the same time too.
Yeah. Hey, Preach.
They play. He gets his players to play a lot like Frank Martin of South Carolina and Bob Huggins of West Virginia, a pressing, trapping-type defense, and then hurry down the court and shoot if you got a good shot, because he believes the first 7 seconds, according to analytics, you get your best shot against a defense. If it isn't there, then you run the shot clock down.
Yeah.
You look for the opening.
Hey, Jim, appreciate the thoughts. Thanks.
Okay.
316 here on the Tuesday edition of the Jim Class KGYM. We got a poll question mark that deals with college basketball from Emil's Hideaway, and they're located on First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Yep, KGYMradio.com is where you can find it, and our local programming, upcoming live sports, including tonight's World Baseball Classic semifinal between the USA and Japan, that coming up at 7:30. The poll question: which number one seed will be the next to exit the NCAA tournament? Gonzaga, Kansas, or North Carolina? Of course, Villanova getting eliminated by Wisconsin, the overall number one seed.
Keep in mind, the Kansas Jayhawks are going to be playing at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. We talked about that yesterday a little bit as well. 319-366-1600. Also, check us out at KGYMradio.com. We're going to talk to Coach Kevin Lehman coming up here in just a couple moments. We'll talk about the Sweet 16. We'll give our thoughts about the Sweet 16 games coming up as well. We'll do that here in just a little bit. We have the World Baseball Classic tonight coming your way at 7:30 as Team USA will take on Team Japan coming up tonight from Dodger Stadium. In Los Angeles, winner gets Puerto Rico coming up tomorrow.
Jerry Ask Investment Services, text line 319-366-1600. A couple comments about Jerry Krause's passing. 0056, Krause was definitely a great GM and should be in the Hall of Fame. Our friend Cajun Troy, his best move was bringing in Rodman. They needed someone to replace Horace Grant. That's why they won three more championships.
I would agree. That was a terrific move. He knew who to get at the right time. And that is a mark of a terrific general manager. There were many moving parts in that team, to be honest with you. A lot of moving parts on that team. Thank you very much for the thoughts out there. 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We will take a break, come back. Kevin Lehman will join us on the other side, so stay tuned. We've got college basketball talk about the NCAA tournament to get to. We'll do that when we come back.
When I grow up, I want to be a piano player because my parents will be proud of me.
When you were a kid, you were free to dream.
I want to be a mermaid.
I like the idea of being a scientist.
I also want to be a tooth fairy.
At American Family Insurance, we believe now is when you should dream more than ever.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
Down by two with 3 seconds left. The ball is inbounded. They launch a three. You hold your breath, and then you go crazy when the shot drops. Ball game. These are the moments when sports do more than just entertain us. They fuel our emotions. And to help get you there, Marathon Gasoline with STP additives are now certified top tier for even greater cleaning power on game day and every day. Marathon is fueling the American spirit.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
We are back. 3:20 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Coming up tomorrow, Mark Ironside will be joining us, and we will wrap up the 2017 wrestling season on the collegiate front. Take a look back at the NCAA tournament from St. Louis this past week.
Good news for next week as well. We'll debut Cal Eldred on Tuesdays. Everything baseball there with Cal and Chris Liss. Back from rotowire.com on Wednesdays, so very much looking
every
forward
other Wednesday.
Every other Wednesday. Looking forward to talking to those guys.
Yep, we'll do that coming up. Don't forget that the APC, they've got your opportunity to pick up a $30 gift card to La Cantina. Their third location is now open. They were there, of course, last Friday, celebrating NCAA basketball. Listen, between 4 and 7 each day as Todd and Tyler give you a chance to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina. Good toward a quick and delicious lunch, a margarita after work, or a sizzling takeout on your way home. Dine in or carry out at any of La Cantina's three locations. Downtown Cedar Rapids in the Lincoln View Square, Marion, and now open their third location at the Fountains on Edgewood Road. That in Cedar Rapids. All right. We've gotten through the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. We look forward to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. We will get down to the Final Four. Kevin Lehman, college basketball analyst, the coach, joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the program. And how you doing, Kevin?
Good, Scott. Mark, how you guys doing today?
I'm missing basketball from the weekend. It was a great weekend and a lot. The most watched first weekend of the NCAA tournament since 1993. So people are loving their basketball.
When I think the conference tournaments and the teams that were on the bubble really led to the excitement and the interest in this last weekend. I mean, it was a bunch of games and some great ones too.
I want to get your thoughts on Iowa State, Kevin, losing to Purdue. Not only that, but what's happened the last 4 years for folks like Monte Morris and Matt Thomas.
Well, I really thought the difference in that game was Vince Edwards for Purdue. I mean, he really played well. We knew what Caleb Swanigan was going to do. The fact that the Clones got down early and had a battle back uphill, but, well, you just had that feeling that when they took the lead, that they were going to win that game, and Deontay Burton was just outstanding. We talked about him being a matchup problem all season. He certainly was in that game. But, you know, you look at what those seniors have done, Mark. It's unbelievable when you think of Iowa State basketball and They've won three out of the last four Big 12 tournaments, two Sweet 16s. And is this the seventh year that Iowa State has been in the NCAA? And obviously, Monte Morris, his jersey's got to be hanging from the rafters in Hilton Coliseum someday.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And one of the greats to put on an Iowa State uniform. And back to that game, a lot of teams, we talked to Mike Halas yesterday, who was in Milwaukee. He said he was a little concerned. Deontay Burton came out kind of late, didn't have a good start to the second half, got down 19. And you're wondering a couple things. Is this it? Is this the end of the era? They don't want it to go out this way. And Iowa State came back. They shot the ball like they did the last 3 weeks. I really, really thought Iowa State was going to pull away and win that thing when they took the lead by about six or seven. But we talked about with Mike yesterday, Purdue hit a huge three-pointer. And I don't think they win that game if they don't hit that three-pointer that rolled around, kissed off the backboard, and went back in.
Was that P.J. Thomas' three from the top?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that was the one that kind of broke the back. But, you know, look at Swanigan's line. He had three-pointers himself, and you know, plus the double-double and seven assists. So there's a guy. We know he's an NBA lotto pick, and he is a ton to deal with. I thought if you look at Vince Edwards, who has 21-10, he gives Purdue that kind of the X factor in that game. You know, Iowa State played their game in the second half. Again, that they got down. It was just so – it's when you're a small team like that and you're trying to play fast and you get down, it really takes so much energy to get back in that game, which they did. And usually when you get over the hump, you think they can hold it. But you're right, Scott. That big three just broke their backs.
Talking about Iowa State, looking ahead to next year, we talked about this – and got the feedback from Cyclone fans yesterday here, Kevin, and that is the expectations. It's the end of an era for Iowa State basketball with that senior group, huge class going out. Yes, they got Cameron Lard coming in, Donovan Jackson, Young, people like that, but it's going to be a very different-looking Cyclone team going into next year. Interesting what expectations will be for Iowa State.
Yeah, because when you look at the Big 12, Texas is going to get better. They've had back-to-back top 10 recruiting classes. You know, we saw TCU Sunday in Carver-Hawkeye under Jamie Dixon. That program is going to get better. You know, Oklahoma's not going to be down long with Lon Kruger. So to me, Kansas is going to be Kansas. Baylor keeps bringing the talent. West Virginia is always a problem. That league is going to get better and better. So Iowa State, I like what I'm seeing out of the recruiting classes. With Lindell Wingington, he's considered the number one player out of Canada. Terrence Lewis, Darius McNeil. They've got some talent coming in, but it's going to be young talent. So I'm wondering, guys, is Iowa State next year going to be similar to what Iowa was this year? It's going to be a lot of youth and going to go through some rebuilding pains.
Kevin, I thought there were at least a couple really absurd seedings, especially retrospectively. Meaning after the first two rounds of the tournament, one being Wisconsin, obviously knocked off the overall number one seed and defending national champion, Wichita State at 10, winning the first round game and playing Kentucky off its feet and nearly winning that game. And Scott has belabored the point about the Missouri Valley for quite some time. Now, Illinois State lost last night.
Even though Illinois State fell last night.
But, those were a couple occasions, I thought, Kevin, see what you think. In terms of maybe being seated too low.
Well, I was really shocked when I saw Wisconsin come in like that because there's a team that led the Big Ten most of the season, but they fade a little bit at the end. Of course, Iowa with a big win in Madison. But I agree with you, Wichita State. I think everybody knew Wichita State was under-seeded. And, you know, guys, it's not the team that's under-seeded. It's the team they have to play against. You know, Dayton's a number 7 seed, and they have to go against Wichita State. You know, there's the team that has a disadvantage. And, of course, Wisconsin showed how good they are with that win over Villanova. But, you know, I was not a believer in Villanova because of their lack of bench and a lack of size up front.
Yeah, and obviously that showed just a little bit. But you're going to have that every year in the NCAA tournament. You're going to have teams that are underseeded. You're going to have teams that are overseeded a little bit. the ACC really took a hit. One team in the Sweet 16, and that team, North Carolina, had to come back in the last couple minutes to beat Arkansas. Was the ACC overrated going into the tournament, or did they just have a bad weekend?
You know, when you look at the ACC, I think that is a league where the top teams are really good, and there's some poor teams at the bottom. Where the Big Ten, you know, it's had such a great weekend, and I think because there's more parity in the Big Ten, you look at all the upsets during the Big Ten season, you know, other than you take Rutgers out of the equation, and who's the 13th worst team in the Big Ten? It's hard to pick that. So I think this is helping the Big Ten in this tournament. And the real winner, guys, is the SEC.
I agree.
Florida, South Carolina, and Kentucky. And there's, you know, a league that people are always talking about. Their basketball is nowhere near their football, but they've made a great showing in this tournament.
Hey, Kevin, take a crack at our poll question today, KGYMradio.com. It goes like this. Which number one seed will be the next to exit the tournament? North Carolina, Kansas, or Gonzaga?
Well, I don't think Gonzaga, you know, they have not played in close games during the season. I think that's going to catch up with them. We saw Northwestern make that big run on them. I think it's Gonzaga is going to be the next number one seed out. Mm. And I was a big believer in North Carolina, but, boy, they struggled against Arkansas, guys. I had them in my Final Four, but I'm not so sure they can survive and beat the winner of UCLA Kentucky.
No, I think Gonzaga's and nothing. I think they got a great team. I agree with you 100%, and I think West Virginia is going to get Gonzaga coming up.
Well, it's certainly going to be a great game because you cannot prepare for West Virginia. You know, I watched Bill Self every time I go to his practice. When they go against pressure, he starts 5-on-5, then it goes 5-against-7, and by that time they're done, he's got 5 guys going against 10. It's unbelievable to watch this, and he's screaming at them, but they're playing against 10 guys to get through the pressure. That's how he prepares for West Virginia.
Kevin Lehman joining us here at 3:30 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Let's talk about the Big Ten and the Big 12 a little bit more in depth. Both leagues, I thought, performed very, very well. We talked about West Virginia. Iowa State, even in the loss, they did very, very well. Kansas, I thought Kansas-Michigan State could be the best second-round game, and it was for about 30 minutes, but boy, Kansas took it over in that last 10 minutes and really wore down the Spartans.
Well, Scott, I think there's two players in this tournament that can put their teams on their back and take them to a championship. I think Josh Jackson from Kansas is one of those guys. The other would be Lonzo Ball from UCLA. Those guys, usually the one-and-dones, we've seen them not invested this time of year, but those two guys are really invested with their teams. And Josh Jackson is a nightmare matchup because they're using a four-guard lineup, guys. With the new rules, that's new wave basketball. You've got to be able to put four guards out there. And Frank Mason has been spectacular all season.
Two-part question. Will UCLA get past Kentucky? And if so, if it doesn't, will Steve Alford pack his bags to Indiana?
You know, I think they will beat Kentucky. They can score points. And we talk about new era basketball. They may be built for this because of their ability to get up and down the court. And you've got Lonzo Ball. He is a spectacular watch, and he can put a team on his back. And as far as our guy Alford to Indiana. Boy, when you look at that, I liked your first caller. He said you don't want to be, when the music stops, you don't be without a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And this stuff is going fast. Underwood to Illinois. And here's the thing about Steve Alford. When you talk to Indiana people, you know, I had a couple games over there. We talked about Indiana. I was there when Indiana was playing Iowa, calling the game Indiana State. So I'm talking to Indiana fans. And it's amazing that one guy said to me, well, I haven't watched or followed Indiana basketball since Bob Knight left.
Hmm.
So is Steve? They view Steve Alford as a guy that can reconnect that old guard of Bobby Knight up to today. And UCLA guys, you know, they're not chartering flights for their team. They're still flying commercial. They still got a practice facility being built. They are, as much as we remember UCLA in the great days of John Wooden, they're a bit behind the times as far as the arms race in college basketball.
Hmm. With that being said, percentage you think that Alford will go to Bloomington? And if he goes to Indiana, is the only way that it's a success winning it all, winning at least one national championship?
That seems to be where they're putting the mark at. And I think it's 80% that he's going. Because you're hearing too much behind the scenes that Adidas is going to buy out his contract at UCLA. And he's still, we view him here with the Pierce mess, how that was mishandled. In Indiana, that's not on the radar. Their concern is he hasn't taken a team past the Sweet 16 at New Mexico, UCLA, or Iowa. So they're asking that question, can he get to the elite level, which is Final Fours, year in and year out, which Kentucky expects, North Carolina expects, and a few others expect. So I really think he's the guy, guys.
Oh, that'll be a...
Where else would you go if you're that AD?
Let me look up the date, Indiana at Iowa.
Oh, you don't know the date yet, but boy, that is going to be a fun afternoon or evening, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Now, here's a name that came out in the last couple of days. Scott Drew out of Baylor. Indiana ties. The Baylor has mud on his face, the university. Would he be a guy that would look at that job?
Hmm.
Well, and you're hearing Archie Miller's name a little bit. You heard Billy Donovan's name, Brad Stevens for a little bit, although that kind of got squashed a little bit today. And they all seem to have Indiana ties, though.
Yeah, I think that's real important to them to bring back that old guard because there is really, and that was Tom Crean's problem. He wasn't viewed as an Indiana guy. I think they really feel, and this athletic director feel, that they need one of their own to step in that chair because, as you said, guys, it is a hot seat, and you got to have a huge ego if you're going to sit in that chair, and I think Steve's got that type of ego.
How about this? You mentioned Brad Underwood going from Oklahoma State in 1 year and now taking over the reins in Champaign-Urbana at Illinois.
And their best player now deciding to go to the NBA.
Exactly, yeah. And is going to sign an agent and go into the NBA for Oklahoma State. Great hire for Illinois. You can't deny that. But, boy, that Oklahoma State people are not happy. I mean, that's a tough situation, leaving a place after you get a five-year contract after 1 year.
Well, wasn't he getting paid only $1 million a year in the first year?
Yeah, it wasn't very much in considering everybody else.
Yeah, he's getting $1 million. I think what Illinois gave him $3 million. And guys, look at Illinois. That's still a sleeping giant. In Illinois and Indiana are teams, if you look years ago, that with Lou Henson's run, of course, Knight, those were teams that were always at the top of the Big Ten, and they've certainly, Illinois has really been a non-factor in recent years.
Let's look at Iowa, Kevin, and you saw the loss to TCU in the NIT. Really good game, and I thought it would be from the start, but pretty obvious that defense and free throw shooting hurt Iowa. My question really is that so much of this team were underclassmen, freshmen, that everybody assumes that this is going to be a really good team down the road. That's no guarantee, is it?
Well, Mark, I think if you look at it this way, most players improve the most between their freshman and sophomore years because they've got a taste of it. They know where they need to improve. They know how to manage their time better. So I think based on that, you got to think this team's going to take a huge jump. And the two most difficult spots in your lineup are your point guard. And Jordan Bohan has certainly shown us that he is a Big Ten high caliber point guard. And then you got Tyler Cook inside. So you got those two pieces in. And I like what I'm hearing about the recruits. I believe Garza was named DC Gatorade Player of the Year this week. They got some size coming in. But to your point, Mark, they're going to need an additional three-point shooter to replace Peter Jock. Is it going to be Ellingson? Can Moss step in there and do that? We know Bear can make some threes, but they need that threat like Peter Jock was it, because he really opened things up for Cook and Bohannon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's talking about Iowa. We mentioned Iowa State a little bit earlier on. Looking ahead next year to Ben Jacobson up at Cedar Falls, They'll get Wyatt Lohouse back, lose Jeremy Morgan. That's a big loss offensively and especially defensively. But after watching Austin Fife about five times this year, I'm convinced he could have started this year at center for you and I. He's going to be a big help for the Panthers.
Well, I'm going to get to see Austin Fife tomorrow. I'm going to call that All-Star game at Kirkwood that he's going to be playing in. And, of course, I coached his dad at Northern Iowa, Steve Fife, but we've been giving him quite a hard time that Austin's going to replace any accolades that Steve had. But you're right. I mean, he can shoot threes. He's kind of a Ben Jacobson-type front-line guy that can spread the offense around and can spread out the defense. But, you know, if you're going to compete with Wichita State, you got to have some physical wings like Jeremy Morgan. So that's where I'm a little concerned. It's not a team that has a lot of physical guys on the wings. They're losing Jordan Ashton and Jeremy Morgan. So what's going to happen there? They've got to sign a couple guys that are physical-type wing players.
Are you in the mix for the Drake job too, Kevin?
You know, that's the one that's been quiet. You know, are you hearing all sorts of names because they're flying off the charts? But you talk about not wanting to be without a chair when the music stops.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Drake's waiting to see if there's a coach that they can poach that's going to get released from a Power 5 conference. Are they going to go with an assistant? Because you're hearing names like Darren DeVries, who was involved last time, the longtime assistant at Creighton with Valley ties from you and I. I know that Brian Jones at North Dakota, who took his team to the NCAA tournament, is really interested in this program. And Drake, we've heard Steve Forbes pop around. And I told Steve, I said, you got too many JUCO guys on your East Tennessee State team to be able to fit in that Drake.
Well, I think you named the two guys that really intrigue me, Brian Jones and especially Darren DeVries. DeVries, an assistant for many years over at Creighton now. Iowa kid, played at Applington, knows the state. I think Drake needs to get to some Iowa roots. I hate to be, you know, a rooter for guys from the state of Iowa, but I think that's what they need.
Well, those three names are just throughout there. You know, Forbesy and Brian Jones and Darren all have Iowa ties. But can you hire an assistant if you're Sandy Hatfield Club? Can you go that route and hire an assistant? Do you have to have a known name? Because I said this earlier, the last time Drake was good, Keno Davis, that was set up by Tom Davis. And, you know, Tom, a guy that was at the highest level. So do you look for somebody to pop out of a Power 5 conference or a major conference?
Whoever it is has to deal with some academic issues as well, in a good way. Drake's a tough school to get into.
Well, Mark, I'd like to tell you that I do have my master's degree from Drake, so I know what you're talking about.
There you go.
It's no co-college, but it's a pretty good school, yeah.
Well, I was a non-traditional student because I was coaching at Dowling and teaching at Dowling, and I picked up my master's degree over a course of 5 years there. But you have to understand the culture of Drake, and you have to understand what type of student-athletes are going to fit into their culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right about that. Definitely right about that. Is your Final Four still alive? Would you like to repick your Final Four from the 16 that are left?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good because, like everyone else, my East bracket got blown up by Wisconsin, obviously, because I had Duke getting in there. Wisconsin knocking out Villanova. But I think the exit of Duke from South Carolina really surprised a lot of people. But I'm still good. I still got Kansas, North Carolina, although I'm really, really thinking that with UCLA. And I've got Arizona coming out of that West.
I got Arizona, too. Mark and I both have Arizona winning it. So our team's
still
alive.
I've got those three Final Four teams left as well.
Yeah, the rest of my bracket hasn't done too well, but I still have those three surviving.
That's all you need.
The Big Ten blew my the Big Ten messed up my bracket.
You should know better, Kevin.
Yeah,
well, Michigan has certainly caught lightning in a bottle, hasn't it? I mean, that team has been unbelievable ever since that mishap with the plane.
No, I would agree. I would agree. And again, this year, 15 of the 16, just like last year, from Power 5 conferences. So I guess those of us that wanted Illinois State, we have no we have no wiggle room, I guess, right?
Yeah, and guys, how about the NIT? Boy, that table was set for the Hawkeyes to get Madison Square Garden, because I thought TCU, when I look at those brackets, the only really challenge I thought they were going to have was TCU. And then Jalen Fisher, the guard from TCU, is out with a broken hand. I thought, okay, the Hawks are going to be, they're going to win this one, move on, three games at home, and be in Madison Square Garden.
Kevin referred to All-Star Game tomorrow. That is the Eastern Iowa All-Star High School basketball games at Kirkwood. Girls game at 6, boys game at 7:30. Is Fife the guy you're most looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, I'm kind of going through the rosters right now. Of the 40 players, 26 have received from the INA our first, second, or third teamers. So it's going to be, I've called this game before, I think this is the most talent I've seen in this game in quite some time.
Mr. Basketball, Joe Smoltz. Yeah.
Yeah, Connor McCaffrey's going to be on it. Devontae Lane, those two out of Iowa City West. Of course, Fife. And the girls' side is going to be really talented also. As you guys, I'm sure you've seen a lot of these players, Scott, in your calling games up there.
Ton of college talent is going to be out on the floor at Kirkwood tomorrow night. So that'll be.
Yeah, and I can remember back when I called this game 2 years ago and Nicholas Bear was playing in it.
Uh-huh.
And you could kind of tell then, I mean, he had such a great feel for the game. They just need some physical strength. And I can't remember if that time he had already committed to be a walk-on at Iowa or he's still being recruited. But you look for guys like that that are still kind of under the radar, have some talent, and somebody's going to get a great find there.
Yeah, a great story. A great story, certainly, about Nicholas Bear getting Sixth Man of the Year as far as the Big Ten is concerned. Hey, Kevin, appreciate it. Enjoy tomorrow night, and always good talking hoops with you, man.
Hey, it's been fun. It's going to be another great weekend of basketball. Then it's going to really slow down.
That's true. That's true. But then you got summer basketball, so the basketball never ends.
Well, it'll be golf season soon. I heard you guys talking a little baseball also.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll look forward to that, getting outside. Hey, Kevin, appreciate it. Thanks much.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, Scott, Mark, always a pleasure.
Kevin Lehman joining us here at 345, college basketball analyst. So always appreciate him coming on. 80% chance, he says, that Alford's going to Bloomington, in his opinion.
I wonder if Kevin knew who Vinko Bogataj was or is.
We could have asked, I guess. But we're going to let you know who that is. We'll do that when we come back. But 345, we're going to give you an opportunity now to pick up some tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders take on Dubuque a week from this coming Friday. That will be the 31st as the Rough Riders will conclude the season coming up at home against Dubuque. It's America Needs Farmers Night as well, so a great, great cause on that particular night at the stable. We have a pair of tickets up right now. Caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Caller number 5, you will pick up tickets to go see the Rough Riders. Back with more after this.
5 times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had 5 times more winners, or a Sunday with 5 times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes 5 times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I gave one to this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwich sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
Stugatz here for Canadian Mist. You know what I'm looking forward to? Hanging with friends on the back deck. We'll grab the red Solo cups, pour some Canadian Mist whiskey with a splash of cola, a little crushed ice. It's so simple. There's absolutely nothing better. Whether you're making stories or telling them, it's how friends share a drink. Read about our story and get some great recipes at CanadianMist.com. Canadian Mist whiskey, simply together, drink responsibly. Canadian Mist blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, Brown Foreman, Louisville, Kentucky.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before a client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Jake from Swisher. He is the winner of our Rough Rider tickets today. More tickets to give away tomorrow and throughout the rest of the week. Mark Ironside will join us coming up tomorrow. Lots of college wrestling talk. We'll do that with Mark on the Wednesday edition of the show. Couple of college basketball notes to get to as well in the coaching ranks. This just coming out from Joe Lunardi, Paul Feinbaum, and others. Will Wade will be named the new coach of the LSU Tigers, and he will get a six-year deal. He took over for Shaka Smart at Virginia Commonwealth, has led the Rams to the NCAA tournament the last couple years, 51-20 in 2 years, so it looks like he is moving on to LSU and the SEC. Also, in a college basketball news, it was, now I can't find it, of course, Paul Kelsey is going to go, and he will be the new coach at UMass. He comes to UMass from Winthrop, and apparently the Winthrop Eagles are going to be naming Mark Prosser likely new coach. Now, is that name seem familiar? Maybe not as familiar as Vinko Bogataj, but if you're a basketball aficionado, of course, the late, great Skip Prosser was his dad, who coached many, many years in the ACC. So it looks like the younger Prosser is going to get a chance to take over at Winthrop, which is a terrific, terrific program.
It has been, yeah.
They've made the NCAA tournament quite a bit over the years. So coaching carousel continues. And where it lands for Drake, where it lands for Indiana, we shall see on that. We're going to debut a brand new program segment coming up in just a few minutes. And we encourage you, you want to stick around for this. But you teased everybody, Mark, and we got a great text on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You mentioned Vinko Bogataj and his relation to sports.
Vinko Bogataj was neither a basketball up-and-coming recruit, as Kyle on the text line suggested, not related to Uwe Blopp. And he's not a professional on Dancing with the Stars.
No, he is not.
Viktor Bogataj is a Slovenian ski jumper who on this date in 1970 in West Germany, in the sky flying event.
Sky? That just sounds bad right there. Hold on a minute. Sky flying. not good. Not good.
Tumbled off the ramp, and it became the visual for when Jim McKay said the agony of defeat in the wide world of sports.
The opening montage.
Segments.
For Wild World of Sports. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
That was Viktor Bogataj.
And he did that for 47 years ago today.
He did. He is still alive, lives in Slovenia. He's 68 years old, got a wife and two kids. And surprisingly, he suffered nothing more than a concussion on that fall, as reports go.
That is correct. Was not seriously injured.
It's quite the tumble, though.
Yeah, and those of us of our age remember that. If you're younger, YouTube it. Give it a Google and see what we're talking about. Vinko Bogataj. We hope we're pronouncing that name correctly, by the way. Tribute to him out there. Also, some college basketball news I should get before we get to our brand new segment here, and that is Simeon Carter is leaving the Iowa State men's basketball team. So, did not get a lot of playing time at all, and he will be leaving Steve Prohm's program. So, last night, ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to debut a segment I know that will take Eastern Iowa by storm. By the way, there is a little traffic note, Mark. There is something going on I-380 northeast side.
Yes, reports are a grass fire in the east ditch of northbound I-380 at the Blair's Ferry Road interchange. Apparently there is a lot of smoke. That was about 9 minutes ago.
All right, so be careful. Be leery and weary of that. Last night, Mark, was the debut of Dancing with the Stars. And we are going to debut our brand new Tuesday staple here to the program. The Mark Dukes, I Was Forced to Watch Dancing with the Stars 1 minute rap.
Just 1 minute?
You get a minute, maybe 2 minutes. We'll All give
right.
you. They get, you know, a former show here on KGYM. They gave 1 minute for a good soccer report. We're going to give you at least 1 minute for a good Dancing with the Stars recap.
I assume this is not sponsored yet.
Not yet.
Not that I'm.
Not yet. But remember, Bowling Night America started off with no sponsorship either, and it took it's America by storm.
Taken off, yeah. Yeah, as always, there were some athletes involved. And full disclosure, I'm not always forced to watch this. Just sometimes. Okay?
Okay.
Three athletes on this year's Dancing with the Stars, members of the cast. Rashad Jennings, who was very good. I give him good grades last night. He could contend. Okay. The running back.
New York Giant.
Nancy Kerrigan. Actually, former athlete. Olympic ice skater. Simone Biles. Very popular gymnast.
Who's going to win?
Well, gymnast won last year, and our own Sean Johnson won it 1 year. So, and then you have David Ross.
Everyone's favorite backup catcher.
Retired Cubs catcher. Very engaging. And he danced his opening dance to Go Cubs Go, which I had no idea was a quick step. And I'm sure I'm educating you about that as well, Scott.
I'm taking
Go Cubs Go is a quick
notes
step.
As we speak.
Yes. I would give Biles and Jennings very high grades. By the way, the batser, Nick Vile, got some moves. He's on the show.
Okay, never mind. I will keep my 2 cents worth to me.
Remember our own bachelor who just didn't go away for a few years, and now you haven't heard my... Well, Nick's kind of hanging on as well. He did all right.
Isn't he getting married? Oh, yeah, because, you know, you got to go from one reality show to the next on ABC.
Mr. T got gratuitous votes, or points, I should say.
I should watch it, just see T.
Chara was totally annoying. I forgot to look up and see how old she is. It's got to be near 70. Look it up, will you?
I will look it up.
And Chris Kattan, poor guy. Saturday Night Live fame. What was a movie he was in, too? God, I can't remember
bad.
Right offhand.
It's a bad movie.
Well, he's a bad dancer,
Charo
too.
Charo is only 66. Charo, I thought Charo was going to be 78. Apparently, she was young when she was on the Love Boat every week.
At this rate, I don't think the segment will be sponsored, will it?
It may not make it to week two, like Chris Kattan.
Night at the Roxbury. Thank you, Kyle, on the text line.
Night at the Roxbury. How could we forget Night of the Rocks at the Roxbury? That was a... it just was edged out in Oscar nominations. Night at the Roxbury.
My favorite right now, Biles and Rashad Jennings. I think Kerrigan will be there near the end. Chris Kattan is going home.
First one out.
And we'll see what David Ross does once he gets out of his baseball uniform and into some dancing shoes. So,
is this a judged competition or is this a fan vote?
It's a judged competition and a fan vote as well, which gives Ross a huge advantage.
He gives him a chance.
Gives him a huge advantage. Whether he's good or not, he's going to get the votes.
Just throw the Cub jersey on every week and by golly, we got this thing taken care of.
You're welcome, folks.
There you go. We'll have another one of those next Tuesday. We'll see how Chris Kattan does, if he's still around. We're still around tomorrow. It's Mark Ironside that'll be visiting us. So tune into that. We will talk college wrestling coming up with Mark. U.S. and Japan tonight in the World Baseball Championship semifinals. We'll have it for you at 7:30 tonight. Have a good night.
You too. See you tomorrow.
All right. APC next. KGYM.
Hey, Mike Golic here. You know what I tell Greeny about losing weight? That's right. There's no shortcut to shred. It's time to stop dreading and start shredding. Talking about GNC's Buy More, Save More sale. Save 20% when you buy two and 30% on three or more select diet and cleanse products